Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whatever time it is that you're joining me for this Penboy Roy Pentertainment podcast. Thank you, my savage fountain pen virus-infected individuals out there, for joining me. This week's episode of the podcast is sponsored by Esterbrook, a true American original. Esterbrook would like you to meet the Esterbrook Estee. Everything about the Esterbrook Estee serves to spread the fountain pen virus, starting with its various different colors. They got six to choose from. Some are fun, some so serious, and they're perfect for any occasion. You know what helps? Nib sizes. And let me tell you, they got them. Starting from extra fine all the way down to a 1.1 millimeter stub. And if that wasn't enough for you, and you feel like taking a trip back in time, they have something called the MV adapter, which you throw onto your Esterbrook barrel, and that enables you to put vintage Esterbrook nibs on your modern Esterbrook Estee. It's like a backwards compatible pen. PlayStation doesn't even do that anymore, do they? I don't think they do. In any case, they come in several different sizes, the standard and the oversized. This is the same copy as last week, so I'm changing it up a little bit. I don't know if Brian from Kenroe wants me to do that, but here goes. They also have a slim. Now, I don't know how much longer the slim's going to be around because he didn't include it in the copy. So if you see the lilac and slim, jump all over it. And if they do continue it, let me tell you, I personally love the slim. Esterbrook, the right pen for the way you write. This channel is also sponsored by Pen Chalet. Pen Chalet is an online retailer. In the U.S., they're very reputable. They have a 100% guarantee that all brands carried are authentic. They also have a 100% satisfaction guarantee and free shipping on orders over $50. Now, all that is standard stuff. Really cool. But let me show you something else that's extra cool. Not only do they appreciate fountain pen virus infected individuals, but they also appreciate our country's military, first responders, and teachers, and offer special discounts for military, first responders, and teachers. I think that's a fantastic thing. Thanks goes out to Ron for that, because I appreciate people who appreciate people. Did that make any sense? Yeah, that made sense. Not only does he appreciate our military, first responders, and teachers, he also appreciates the Penboy Roy Pentertainment podcast, hence him being a sponsor. So he has set up some cool deals exclusively for Penboy Roy Pentertainment podcast listeners. So here's what you do. You log into penchalet.com, spelled P-E-N-C-H-A-L-E-T.com. There's going to be a little microphone icon at the top of the page, and it's going to say radio/podcast. What you do is you click on that. Once you click on that, there's going to be a passcode field. That passcode field is for you to type in the words, one word rather, Penboy Roy, one word. And that's going to take you to a page of exclusive offers exclusively for Penboy Roy listeners. That's me. That's you. Now, these deals are pretty spanking cool. I'm impressed. I don't want to tell them to you because I don't want to spoil the surprise. You're going to have to go on to penchalet.com yourself and check these puppies out. Once again, thanks goes out to Esterbrook and Pen Chalet for sponsoring this week's episode of the Pentertainment Podcast. As usual, I'd like to make a quick disclaimer. This podcast is not scripted, and as a result, there will be potty mouth words from both myself and Tom, mostly me. So be forewarned. You have been warned. Now, on to the podcast.
The Penboy Roy Entertainment Podcast.
Stage 7.
And Inky.
My birthday's coming up, as you know, because you're coming to the party, right?
Yeah.
You and your wife, you're definitely coming.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to flake out last minute, swear.
No flaking. But what's cool is I want to tell you that I'm actually going to break keto that day.
I should hope so.
Yeah.
Treat yourself.
I should. You know, I haven't broken keto. I've been very good. I think the closest I've come to breaking keto was having that vegan burger that you told me to have, the Impossible Whopper.
Oh,
that we
right.
spent way too much time last week talking about. But I'm actually going to break keto on my birthday, and we're going to have a grand old time.
I would have made fun of you if you did not break keto. But you do have to show me, you have to give me, like, whatever. Like, I might end up ordering what you order just because I want to live the healthy Penboy Roy lifestyle. I fantasize about being as jacked as you are, so I probably will like end up eating something that's yours.
Sure. Okay, so then in that case, then I can't break keto, because if I break keto, I'd probably be eating a lot of junk.
If you end up ordering like a giant heart attack cheeseburger, then I might be like, you know what? I think he's breaking keto today. And, you know, I might pick the salad that I usually would go for. Because that's how I roll. I'm lame when I go out. I go out and I order salads.
Well, it's good. You're a cheap date, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm actually going to be undisciplined for one day. And then I'm going to fast for 40 hours afterwards.
Jeez. Talk about self-flagellation.
No, because you know what it is? It's just that I'm going to probably put in a lot of carbs in my body, which I have not done in a very long time. I want all that to burn off, and I want all that glycogen to burn out so that way I can go back into ketosis. But, you know, speaking of discipline, how has your working out been in the last couple of weeks since we started talking about a workout plan for you?
It's been good. I just haven't—I have to kind of ease in a little bit, especially when it comes to the sprinting, as we were talking about doing sprinting as opposed to long distance running. So I'm used to kind of just going at a very even speed as opposed to really jacking it up all the way to the 110%. So what I was doing is initially the first few runs, I would do that and I would start sprinting within like a minute or so of just me kind of getting warmed up. And on a couple of occasions already, I've kind of felt the like my groin, both sides, and then also the hamstring on my right leg, and then it just would start to cramp up. Like, not cramp, but like it would start to feel like I've got a pull, and then I can't really go as hard because it just feels like it's just going to snap on me. It's like that tight. So like I like have to kind of tailor my expectations. I can't just go right out there and just start sprinting and doing intervals. I have to kind of like work a little bit up towards it and maybe do like a mile or so, get warmed up, and then really start going flat out. But like the push-ups, sit-ups, been doing pretty good with those, been keeping up with those almost every day. And also the intermittent fasting. Did that 5 times last week and already did it twice this week. So we're good on that front too. But it basically has dialed back the effects of the holiday eating. So I'm kind of like just kind of getting out of that zone and starting to make some progress here.
That's pretty good. I'm glad to hear that. So the intermittent fasting has so many benefits. We should talk about that some other time because everybody's here to talk about pens and stuff. But really quick, the last time we spoke, we talked about goals, and you're doing 4 sets of push-ups every other day?
It's been like last week it was like 5 days last week. So I've just been kind of, I take like a couple of days off or something. Same thing. Well, sit-ups have pretty much been consistent. I think just one day I missed of those. But, you know, life gets in the way sometimes. And I just literally just have no time from start to finish during the day.
Right. So your goal is to be able to do 4 sets of 75 push-ups. Where are we at right now? Write it down.
Yeah, we're not quite at 75. I mean, total wise, we're maybe like with all 4 sets, we're about like 50 or 60. So I'm almost to that first set of 75.
nice. But you want to get each set to be 45, and you write it down in your notebook. Are you writing it down in a notebook?
Yeah, I am. Of course, man. That's how I roll.
What kind of notebook?
It is a GLP, the author, Tomoe River 68 GSM paper.
What kind of pen? Or does it vary day by day?
Varies day by day. It's been...
You got to start taking pictures of that shit and posting on Instagram, son.
Yeah, no, I actually got a post. I got a post today about the InkFlight subscription, which is kind of like a nice little pluggy plug over here. Because we have the InkFlights are going out this month, so...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I wanted to post to kind of mention that and advertise that a little bit, so... That'll be coming out.
Awesome. Any house cleaning you got to do on your end? Anything you got to talk about?
Not that I know. We could dive right into the amazing topic that we have planned for today.
So I'm not sure what the topic was. I had like a topic that you were saying that was like, don't do that. You're going to offend too many people. So I'm like, all right, fuck it. We won't do it. And then I came up with a lame topic that you're like, oh, that's a great idea. We should do that. And then I can't remember what it was because it was kind of lame. Do you remember what it was?
Oh, that was what you're saying about the pens that you regret putting away, that you've come back and fall in love with over again or something like that?
Oh, yeah, something like that. But can I just give you some thoughts before we start?
Sure.
Because I was thinking about the last week, the last podcast we did together, and we were talking about like cell phones and stuff. And you know what really what I love about fountain pens?
Everything.
Besides everything. You know what fountain pens don't fucking do? They don't autocorrect the word in into I'm and make you sound stupid when you send text messages. Do you ever do that? It's like, oh, I'm in the car, right? It'll say, I'm the car.
Well, see, I turned off autocorrect on my phone, so it'll just misspell everything if I put it, yeah.
Right. And then I also love how my pen is not affected by daylight savings and how if I don't keep track of it, it doesn't fuck up my whole day. Like, did you ever have to set your pen for daylight savings?
No, never have.
No, never had to do that. So there's you know, two nothing pens. And I wrote this other one down. You can't drunk write someone. You can definitely drunk text somebody and then regret it. But you can't drunk write someone, right?
No, can't.
Because if you're hammered and you just write some stupid shit down that you want like to mail to somebody, chances are if you're that drunk to be dumb enough to do something and write something you're going to regret, you probably can't read it or spell correctly. And then you can wake up and the next day you just crumple it up, throw it out. But you drunk text, it's just, you're screwed. You're assed out.
I know sometimes when I'm writing late at night and I've got like the notebook, and I don't have to necessarily be drunk for this, but it's almost as if I'm drunk. I would be sitting up in bed, I'd be writing, and I would start falling asleep with the pen in my hand. And then all of a sudden I kind of like wake myself up out of it. And all I see is just the weirdest friggin' lineup of words that just don't make any sense. They're half spelled wrong. They look like a doctor prescription blank being written on by somebody who is just like on speed at the moment, because some of the things just don't make sense on there. And I really honestly can't imagine being like totally hammered and being like, oh, you know, I need to write somebody a letter right now and just tell them off or something, or, you know, and than it actually coming out to being any sort of coherent piece of work there.
You got to take a picture of that page.
I don't know exactly where they are in my journals, but like next time that I do that, I'll definitely take a picture of it.
Does it look like a frantic, desperate dude writing porn?
No, it just looks like, you know, like the sentence or two before made sense, and then all of a sudden it's just like, it's just one word, there's a noun, a verb, an adverb, an adjective, a conjunction, and just like, and then it just starts to kind of dwindle into a little, you know, scribble or doodle, you know, so.
So you've taken obsession a lot farther than I have, because I remember talking with Drew Brown from Goulet Pens on one of my podcasts.
Well, you falling asleep cuddling with a pen is different than me falling asleep trying to write with a pen.
I don't know. Which one do you think is worse?
Let's leave that up to the viewers. entertainmentpodcast@gmail.com. Let us know what is worse, Roy cuddling with a pen or Tom writing and falling asleep with a pen and making absolutely no sense.
So wait a minute. You're misrepresenting what I said. I never said I cuddle up with a pen. I said I go to sleep with a pen in my hand.
I consider that cuddling.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Well, did you spoon the pen, perhaps? Did you, like, lay beside the pen? Is the pen laying on your chest?
No, it's in my hand. It's like in the grip of my hand.
I can imagine you put, like, a little tiny, like, wig on top of the pen.
Like a long... Norman Bates of the fountain pen world.
Black-haired, like, you know, wig on top. You just, like, stroke it gently as it's laying on your chest.
You know, I imagine Tom Otto laying in bed with like those like Santa Claus looking little nightcap hats in like in a onesie pajamas, right? With polka dots, writing and, you know, just falling asleep writing. You know what? I think you're right. I think mine is worse, falling asleep holding a pen in my hand. I want the listeners to decide. I want them to write in pendertainment@podcast@gmail.com and tell us who do you think is more infected with the fountain pen virus.
Yeah, but let's get to a topic. Let's talk about something that
thing. Okay, see, I'm in the mood right now. Yeah. I'm in the mood to talk about, remember we were thinking about if we had a company and we made our own pen and we designed our own pen, what would it be? Right? So, I want to do it like this. For anybody listening, we're going to do a competition, you and I. I'm going to tell you and tell everybody my design of the pen. And my design and all the stuff. And then you're going to tell everybody your design of this pen. And then they're going to vote whose is better.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay. But who should go first? Because the person who goes first is at a slight disadvantage. Did you know, think about it. right?
Well, first, let's kind of, I think we were going on what also this pen company that you and I would, let's say, put together hypothetically in the imagination, you know, great world that we're coming up in here. That, okay. Let's say we put together a pen company. You said that it was going to be the Odd Oink pen company, or is
yes.
that, or did you change your mind on that?
No, so I was thinking the Odd Oink pen company, and the logo would be like a little piggy, a piggy's butt with a little tail curl. You know what I mean? The Odd Oink. Or I love cats, and a lot of my Instagram followers also love cats, and those people who love cats know I love cats. I was thinking about calling it Pussy Pens.
Oh my God.
But that might be a little bit on the edgier side, so I scrapped that idea. But I would have had everything like cat related, you know? But I think Odd Oink is better. I think it's more PC. I think people can go with that more. And
well, I'm just drawing out the logo, and you're just saying like the little curly Q like tail kind of coming out of the back end of the pig. Could
right.
make that like work.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
if we get them manufactured in India, we can actually just draw in a butthole so that it goes hand in hand with how the pen should smell. You know what I mean? Or we get them made not in India so they don't smell like buttholes.
Oh,
so
no,
here's
no,
my
we
design.
Can't, we can't do the whole, I don't want the pen smelling like buttholes.
So, right.
Because then what would be the point, you know, of like the making fun of the noodler's pens that smell like buttholes if like you yourself was like, oh, you know what? We'll just make pens that smell like buttholes. It's being like a hypocrite, you know?
Yeah. Okay, so here's my finial. The finial is going to be a little rounded top finial, and the tail, the squiggly curly tail, is going to be 3D. It's going to be relief style. Okay?
Well, where's the squiggly tail going?
It's just in the center. It's like a little, it's just in the center.
Oh, you mean like on top of the finial?
Yes.
Ah, I see. Okay.
So it's like a springy squiggly tail.
Okay.
And then the clip is going to be a piggy's tail. And at the end of the clip, you know where the ball of the clip usually is? That's going to be the squiggle. So it's going to be a straight clip with a squiggly tail at the end.
Straight clip with a squiggly tail.
Right. Are you drawing right now? I'm curious.
Yeah, I actually am. I'm drawing this as you're saying.
Right. So then we're gonna probably take a picture of that drawing, and then we're probably gonna use that as like the poster for this week's episode.
Oh, this is not gonna be that good. So I mean, I'd have to maybe like redo a rendering of it in order to be like Instagram worthy.
That's fine. Your standards of what's good is not the rest of the world. You're pretty good at drawing and stuff. So
thank you.
The nib is going to have the name Odd Oink on it. And I think the whole pen's going to be made of acrylic, okay?
Okay.
The center band is going to be a custom center band. It's going to look like bacon wrapped around the center band. Like a strip of bacon, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, like a wave pattern.
Right. But it's going to be colored like bacon. You're going to have the fat strip, the fat parts, and then also the lean parts and stuff like that.
That is so very keto of you.
Right, you know, but it's going to be, you know, humanely raised bacon strips.
Well, it's not real bacon. It's just,
no, I know that, but yeah. It's going to be modeled after humane bacon. They don't look any different, but you wouldn't know. But it's anyway, it's bacon. It's bacon. Everybody, you know. Actually, you know, I change it. The clip is going to be a strip of bacon. Dude, we are onto something, right? The clip is going to be a strip of bacon. The whole pen, like the cap, is going to look like a pork link sausage.
Oh, man.
Right, what do you think of that?
Yeah, so it'll be like a brown sort of, you know, tan acrylic or something that's a little bit darker than a brown acrylic, something that's like...
Right.
Yeah, I gotcha.
And the bottom the barrel is going to have to be a sausage also.
Yeah, well, I mean, the longer... Making it like that kind of like, not a torpedo shape, but kind of that... It's like a Edison Collier sort of thing, where it's like more rounded end and like a big fat... You know, thick girth, that should give it the sausage impression.
No, but it has to look like... No, I changed my mind. The whole thing is going to look like one sausage link. Like one hot dog sausage link with the clip being a strip of bacon, okay? And then we're going to use I want to go with a steel nib. We're going to go Yovo steel nib. And then on it, it's not going to say Odd Oink. It's just going to say Oink.
Oink. Okay, so you said it would be looking like a long link, like a hot dog or something like that. So
right, like a sausage.
So a sausage. But so you're saying that it should have a natural bow to it. So we should ask Peniter to make it.
Nobody is going to understand that right now because that's an inside
joke. No, they won't. But it's, you know, it's just funny because both you and I understand the comment.
Right, right. But you know what, though? When my review comes out, then they'll know and Dante will hate me forever.
Well, you know what other pen by a well-known manufacturer had a natural curve to it was the Waterman Serenity. It kind of looked like a katana. It was it just had like a natural sort of arc to the entire pen. And you couldn't post the cap, but...
That wasn't an accident, though.
Yeah. No, it wasn't an accident. Neither will this sausage pen.
So I don't know if I want it to be like curved, because then it won't look like a sausage. It'll just look like, I don't know, something.
Oh, the way that I'm drawing, it certainly looks like a sausage.
Now, are we talking a literal sausage?
Oh, yeah, literal.
Okay.
Like it looks like a hot dog. And it's amazing because all you have to do is just put the wavy lines of the bacon on the center band and the clip, and you're like, I'm totally there. It's like, it looks like a bacon wrapped hot dog with like a bacon clip.
I like it, dude. I think this is it. This is my pen. This is what we're going to do. It's going to be called the Odd Oink Pen Company, and this one's going to be called the Sausage.
The Sausage.
What's so funny, man? You all right, your turn. You go and you come up with something better.
All right, so mine's not more or less about the actual aesthetics, per se, of it. Mine would be more of the functionality. Like, I would actually want to come up with a completely re-engineered type of mechanism for a pen. So mine's not going to be not nearly as hilarious as yours is, but I've always wanted to do this, and I think this would be amazing if they did, if somebody came up with this way of being able to fill a pen with one primary color ink, let's say like it's a lighter saturated ink, and then being able to put a secondary color inside of the pen at the same time, and then on demand be able to like activate the both inks mixing together. So that way you could produce a pilot parallel effect of that gradient look when you're writing with it.
Nah, dude, this is not cool, man. I know what you're doing. Dude, you've spoken about this before. You came prepared. Like, I wasn't prepared. You're supposed to make it up on the spot. You had this going for, like, the last year in your brain. You know how I know? Because it was on Fountain Pen Day of 2018 that we were sitting in the Gold Spot office shooting a video, and you talked about this exact same thing. You cheated.
No one's
scratch
made
that.
It yet, so I need to talk. That would be
no,
the pen
no,
that
you
I would
make.
Got
to come up with something else. And how is that relevant to Odd Oink? How is that relative to pigs? It has to be relative to the name of the company.
Oh God!
Right? I mean, right? Doesn't like listen. If there was a hot dog company, manufacturing company called the Ron Jeremy Hot Dog Company, they're not going to be making Vienna sausages. You know what I'm saying? Like, it has to be relative to the name.
Yeah.
So come up with something that like is relative to Odd Oink Pen Company.
Hmm. Now you're making me draw a blank.
Right. So, but you can't use hot dogs and bacon like I did.
Yeah, you basically took the essential iconography out of the whole entire thing.
All right. So you got to come up with something. Go.
All right. Here we go. Sausage links. All right. Here we go.
Didn't I just come up with that?
No. This is different. This may end up being a lot better than your pen. All right, so imagine three kind of like little Moon Man Wan Chai looking stubby pens, and they all have magnets on the finial ends, and they unscrew in the center.
I'm sorry, I've already thought of this one.
So imagine a really, really strong magnets, okay? So you have three Moon Man Wan Chai, like these little mini sort of squat little pens, which of course would be rounded ends, so you could have them look like sausages and sausage links, and you would have them magnetically attached to one another so that when you have them all three together and the caps are closed, it would look like a three link sausage. Then what you would be able to do is unscrew the one end of the last sausage link, and there would be your pen nib filled with ink from that one chamber. Then what you could do is screw that one back on, reverse the order of the sausage links, or take them all apart together, and then use any number, you know, so you could write with it with all three links attached because the magnets would be strong enough to withstand the writing of it. But you could then, let's say, opt to switch out which one you're going to write with, or just like write with all three of them at one time if you wanted to. And they would be all eyedropper filled, of course, because you have to, like, you know, you couldn't really fit anything like a cartridge, or maybe you could throw a cartridge in there, I guess, or just convert it to eyedropper if you wanted to. But yeah, that would be mine would be the sausage links.
I don't get how the magnets are involved. Okay, so you're screwing. So the magnet, so you have one end has a magnet, the other end has a cap that's screwed on.
So both ends would have magnets of different polarities. And what you would then be able to do is attach. So you would have the separate, let's say buy one, for example, and it would have magnets at the outside ends of the finial. So like the cap and the barrel finial would have the really strong magnets on them. And then, so then you would buy two of them. And I mean, keep in mind, these are little chubby pens and they look like little tiny sausage links. Then you would take the other one and whatever end, you know, let's say the back end would then snap together with the front end of the one that's next to it. That way you could, let's say, write with the one at the forward end, and then the other one would just be kind of chilling on top of it.
This sounds a lot like a fountain pen version of the movie The Human Centipede.
Yeah, well, did we drop that reference earlier today for some reason? Yeah,
Human Centipede?
Yeah, we did Human Centipede reference in our discussion earlier today. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, while we were talking on the phone. Yeah, but we can't suddenly mention that because it's out of context and nobody will understand what we're talking about. And they'll be like, why are you talking about ass to mouth, dude?
No, but this is definitely Shark Tank worthy. This modular pen system.
You should definitely take it to Shark Tank and do that. I'll be your douchebag friend in the back videotaping you getting humiliated and shun off stage. Okay, so yeah, all right. So there's your idea. I can't even repeat it because I don't get it. But
I will go to the office tomorrow. I will get a bunch of these Wan Chai minis and I will illustrate this for you so that I'll go get some magnets. I'll hot glue them to the ends of the Wan Chai minis and you'll completely get it from there.
Okay. I just think you're going to fuck up a whole bunch of Wan Chai minis.
I mean, it's like magnets. They're not that expensive to like mess around with. So, you know,
so let's let the listeners decide whose idea is better for the Odd Oink Pen Company. A sausage-looking pen that looks exactly like a sausage
with
a
strip of bacon
as the clip.
Yeah.
Well, I got rid of the center band because we're making the whole thing look like a sausage, remember?
I kind of like it the way it looks with the center band as bacon, too.
Okay.
Because then it looks like it's wrapped in bacon. It looks like a big wiener wrapped in bacon. So you definitely you have to have it. Like, I'm drawing it with that certain, like, you know, bowed look like a real sausage link would look like, and that's the way that this has got to go.
No, because if it's bowed, then how are you going to fill a pen? The converter is going to be pushed into something that's bowed.
I guess you're going to need to have enough clearance for it to go straight in, I suppose.
Yeah, or it's going to be like a really thick sausage.
I like that sound of that. Sounds tasty to me.
No, it's going to be a straight sausage. You know what I mean? Like the interior at least has to be straight to the converter, because I want it to be a cartridge converter. You know what I'm saying? But I want it to look like a real sausage. Like if when you go into a 7-Eleven, you see those sausages rolling on those rollers, that's what's going to look like. It's just going to have bacon wrapped around as the center band and a bacon clip. This is a far better idea for the Odd Oink Pen Company than whatever it is that you had going on over there.
I'm
going
to make one that's going to be asparagus. I'm going to draw one with asparagus on here.
An asparagus fountain pen. I like that idea.
For the vegans and the vegetarians of the crowd.
Hey, listen, how come mine can't be a vegan sausage pen?
Oh, is yours a Beyond fountain pen?
Yeah, it could have been a Beyond sausage fountain pen.
Yeah, this asparagus one's not doing it for me. I mean, I like asparagus. I don't even mind the way that it makes my pee smell. But like, it's just, no, it needs to be a sausage pen.
I hear you. Well, listen, I want the listeners listening in to email pentertainmentpodcast@gmail.com and tell us whose pen idea is better. The pen that I came up with, the good idea, or the convoluted pen that you can't make any sense of that Tom came up with.
Scrapped my original winning idea of the pen that can mix two inks together at on demand. So
No, but that's something you already came up with like a year and a half ago, and nobody made it yet. Nobody figured it out. No one stole your idea yet. No. Listen, I'm telling you, within a year, you're going to see a sausage pen out there.
And you're going to
be
so.
Like, holy shit, Roy, look at that. Someone stole your fucking idea. And I'm going to be like, oh, look at that. Need someone to do it.
Oh, look at that. I wonder how much it is. Oh, $300 for a steel nib? No, thanks.
Well, if it's made in Italy, it'll be like $500, right?
And it'll actually
Monte
be Bode.
Sweep up that idea. That'll just raise the cost. I love Monte Grappa, though. But if Monte Grappa comes out with it, it's going to be a limited edition sausage, one of like 100 pieces.
It'll be like jewel-encrusted.
Right.
Sylvester Stallone will be using it in his latest movie. I love my sausage. I literally had no idea up until now, and then now I'm totally in love with this sausage link idea. I don't think you know where you started. I am going to the office tomorrow. I am making my Wan Chai human centipede.
Fuck it. We're going to call it the human centipede pen. You know what we should do? Human centipede pen. And then we'll take your idea of mixing inks. Now, remember that scene where the German doctor is like, feed her. Did you see the movie?
No, you know what? I know the reference, but I've never seen the movie before.
All right, for anybody listening, don't see the movie. It'll traumatize you. But basically, this crazy German scientist, he decides to fuse three people together in a centipede formation. So, like, the first piece of the centipede is a dude. The second piece is another person whose mouth is surgically attached to the first guy's butt, and the third person's mouth is attached to the second person's butt. So when the first guy starts pooping, that's how the second and third person gets fed. So I'm thinking we should take a pen, same concept, right? You fill it, you can fill each chamber with like different inks, and then they slowly mix over time. So we can squeeze in your mixture of different inks or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What do you think?
Or it could be like if you've seen the additive pens with like the double helix or the ones that the 3D printed ones, so that you could see the ink going from like the one end to the other end, but it would be like it would be like people inside of it as opposed to like the double helix.
People?
Like, yeah, it would be like little, I was just saying, because you're saying like the human centipede thing. So it would like be like the illustration of like the human centipede, but inside of a pen. So you could see like the ink.
No, I don't want the human centipede in a pen. I'm saying it's the same concept. Like you actually want to like have like peep. That's gross. Something's wrong with you, Tom.
Yeah, I know. It's been a long day.
My idea was centered strictly and narrowly around sausages because of the name of the company is the Odd Oink Pen Company. Mm-hmm. Somehow we managed to get it to some perverse, weird human centipede kind of thing. Tom, you got to slow it down, man.
For once, you're telling me to hold back on it.
Sick-minded. But I want everybody to email in pentertainmentpodcast@gmail.com. It's over 30 minutes, so we're going to call it a day today. Let us know who it is that you think has a better idea.
Thanks
again for listening. Thanks again for listening. Love you guys. Be well. Be safe.
Stay geeky.